Plus,
hello, this is Tatiana calling with Freedom Club State PAC. Early voting is underway in Minnesota, and we urge you to vote for candidates who will put Minnesotans first. Under Governor Wall's failed leadership, we have seen a rise in crime in our streets, inflation attacking our paychecks, and widespread government fraud. It's time to take back our state. We urge you to vote for Republicans Dr. Scott Jensen for governor, Jim Scholz for attorney general, Kim Crockett for secretary of state, and Ryan Wilson for state auditor. Early voting has already started and will continue through November 8th. Your vote will strip the power away from the toxic establishment in St. Paul and give it back to the people of the North Star State. Will you stand united and fight the radical left's grip on Minnesota and cast your vote for the Republican ticket? Hello? Hello, will you stand? Okay.
I didn't quite get all of that.
Okay.
I'm a good Republican, you know, so I'll go down the left. When election time comes.
Okay, great.
I'll vote, I guess.
Okay, well,
like
great.
I always do.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your support. Please remember that early voting has...
You don't need to thank me for that. I was born a Republican.
Gotcha.
From a father who voted Democrat every single election, although he was a bigger Republican than me himself, didn't know it. And why, I asked him one time, why do you vote Democrat? I said, you're a self-made man. And he said, because, guess why?
Why?
Because Hoover killed the pigs. Well, Hoover had nothing to do with the pigs, did he? You know what happened? Why the pigs were killed? Do you know that?
What happened?
The pigs were killed because Roosevelt got in and started to create shortages and sent all the Democrats out to the farms.
Gotcha.
Kill the pigs.
Okay, well,
including
great.
Our pigs. I was on a farm then, up north Minnesota. Well, my dad always thought because Hoover was in there when my birthday, by the way, is June 30, 1929. That's the day the stock market crashed. Hoover was president at that time. My grandfather, who lost his bank and all of his finances and whatever else that day as a result, left town. My hometown, that's up in Fraser, Minnesota, left town penniless because of the crash, took everything he had. He left his seven red-headed kids in Fraser with his wife. I never saw him. He went to Minot, North Dakota, where he reconstituted himself. But as I said, me,
well,
I support myself. Although right now, I'm not in a very good position to do anything because I'm in excellent health, but I can't walk.
Gotcha. Okay.
So as I'm talking with you, I'm in a wheelchair.
Okay. Well,
I care too much about courtesy calls. I appreciate what you're doing. I just heard some black speaker on my TV here. criticizing the Democrats for taking advantage of the black people.
Okay.
But that's the guy who had the right perspective on that. Now then, election time comes, I'll go vote, of course. Or I can punch a number here to vote the Republican ticket now, I guess. Is that what that call is for? Hello?
Okay. Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, you're still there. Well, good. I'm glad I didn't drive you away.
Oh.
I get quite a few calls from the various public defenders we have, firemen, policemen, so on, looking for donations.
Okay.
In the past, we've been pretty generous with them,
mm-hmm.
but right now we're penniless because
mm-hmm.
of my condition, et cetera, age, and your name, and
mm-hmm.
so I don't appreciate that too much either, those calls.
Okay, gotcha.
But anyway.
Well, thank you for your time. This call has been paid for by the Freedom Club State PAC, and you have a great day, okay?
Well, is there a button I can push here now? I thought I heard before you came on, the tape there said hit number, a certain number to support the vote Republican. Is that right or not?
Oh, I'm not sure. But I was able to put in your answer for the submission. So thank you. This call has been paid for by Freedom Club State PAC. You have a great day, okay?
Well, I'll be great as I can. I won't be dancing the jig, that's for sure. Thank you for your. I appreciate the work you're doing too. You
know. Thank you. Okay, well, you
I
have a great...
I spent 6 years in the United States Navy, by the way.
Oh, okay.
And during that 6 years, I left for Korea the day after the war started. My ship had just arrived back in San Diego from a 9-month cruise of the Orient. And we turned right around and headed for Busan. And by the time we got there, we were reduced to a 20-square-mile perimeter and there, so forth. Now, I heard on the TV here a veteran talking of these, who said he had lost 26,000 of his comrades in Korea during the time he was there. Well, if I thought when I heard that, if the gunner's aim was a little better, when I was sitting with one of my shipmates on the fantail or the rear end of our ship just off the coast of Korea, we saw a couple splashes there a few feet away.
Mm-hmm.
I said, look at the fish, or I said, and before I could get the words, we heard a report.
Wow.
Of course, from those two shells, which you missed our ship by only a little bit. Otherwise, if they'd been accurate, I could have been with his 26,000 comrades. I didn't want to bore you with all those tales, but that was an interesting sight like that.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for your support. You have a great day, okay?
Yeah, I thank you for what you're doing. I hope we win the next election. We don't like the way it was Democrats are pouring across the border down there.
Texas, Arizona.
Ah.
Okay. Well, you have a great day, sir, okay?
Huh?
You have a great day, okay?
A great day?
You have a great...
No, I'd have a better day if we decide to close that border down again. Thank you for your work.
Okay, you have a great day.
Yeah.
This call is paid for by Freedom Club State Pack.